USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key FDA advisory panel is voting against COVID-19 booster shots. The panel was overwhelmingly against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 16 and older. President Biden had said he wanted to start a booster program as soon as next week. The United States is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie saying warplanes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it was an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. As far as if anyone will be disciplined for the accidental bombing, General McKenzie says he has no updates on personnel. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is addressing concerns Republicans have about a phone call he had with his Chinese counterpart.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows women were responsible for nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019. The National Firearm Society finding that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal the number of men who purchased a firearm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A once thriving industry is taking another hit.
Dog racing has been in some American states for over 100 years, but its popularity really peaked in 1985. In the years that have followed, state laws have led to the closure of racetracks all across the country. And now, after Florida's tracks closed at the end of 2020, Iowa and Arkansas's tracks are going to be closing by the end of next year. The one in Dubuque, Iowa, making that official with an announcement on Thursday. The GM saying there were signs of the industry's collapse now for years.
The DRA, for example, provided $1 million a year for 7 years for greyhound racing to go away because it costs more than that to subsidize the prizes that were awarded the greyhounds that won the race.
It means only 2 active commercial dog race tracks will still be in existence, and they're both in West Virginia. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
1 in 3 adults in the United States aren't getting enough sleep every night. That's according to research found by the CDC. Lack of sleep is linked to several chronic diseases and conditions, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and depression. Chicago psychologist Don Duffy says developing better sleep habits is one of the quickest, most effective ways to improve mental well-being for an individual or family. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.